We begin with prayer. Lord, reveal your truth to us. Amen. By now, I'm sure that you have met Adam. I probably shouldn't be saying this, but this is a guy to look out for. Adam is not a good person. He seems to be nice. He wants to make friends with all of you. He's constantly offering fun things to do, things that will make you happy, or so he says. If he sees that you are angry about something, he's the first person who's going to take your side, telling you that you have every reason to be angry. And he's going to even offer you suggestions as to how to vent your anger. If he notices that you're using bad language, even taking the name of the Lord in vain, he will tell you that it's okay. Everybody else is doing it, and they're saying much worse things than you are. If he catches you going to bad sites on the internet, he will tell you, this is normal. It just shows that you're a healthy teenager. If Adam observes you looking at somebody else's possessions or money, he'll tell you that it's okay to covet those things. That person has more than she needs anyway. She'll never miss a couple of bucks. And what about you? You don't have much of anything. At times, Adam may find you in the company of other students who are trying to tear down one of the profs. He will encourage you to join in and badmouth that prof. After all, he deserves it. You know, this Adam seems to be on your side all the time, sticking up for you, encouraging you, helping you with your problems. And he's not judgmental like so many other people are. Who is this Adam, anyway? What's his last name? Well, my last name is Pfeiffer. So this Adam is named Adam Pfeiffer. Is your last name Rhyme? Then he's Adam Rhyme. And Adam Berenthal, and Adam Kazemba, and Adam Plath, and Adam Rademacher, and we could go on. I think you know what I'm talking about. And God tells us what to do in the fifth chapter of the Epistle to the Ephesians, verses 22 to 24. Put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created just like God in true righteousness and holiness. As you know, I've been talking about that which we call the old Adam, and Paul calls the old man. Each one of us has brought our old Adam with us to ILC. In the morning when you get up, your old Adam is with you. You go to breakfast with your old Adam. He's with you in the classroom. He's with you on the field of sports. When you're in the dorm or at home, he's there. ILC is not an escape from the old Adam. And he's not only with you, he's with everybody else who is around you. Friends, teachers, staff, coaches, everybody. And just as he is befriending you, so he is befriending everybody else. He makes suggestions, gives encouragement, and gives you excuses. The problem with having a friend like Adam is that he hates God and everything that God stands for. Paul says that Adam is corrupt according to the deceitful desires. Deceitful. Adam is fooling you. Every suggestion that he makes is aimed at bringing you down, dragging you into the depths of depravity. And the deeper you go, the closer you get to the eternal flames of hell. He wants you to think that he is your friend, but he's your enemy. So it is that Paul urges us now to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. The infinitive of the present tense here in Greek tells us to keep on being renewed. And just as you wake up every morning with your old Adam, even so, each day, you should be renewed. How is this done? You know the answer. What is the way that God used to make you new the first time? The same thing is what he uses to renew you. The announcement of the forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus is the creative power of God for making you new again. And that's the message, that's the renewing power of God. So what you received in baptism, what you heard in the teaching and preaching of the word, what you tasted in the Lord's Supper, this is the thing that makes you new again and again. And that's why we have chapel at ILC. It's not to brainwash you, it's to renew you. That's why we have services at our churches. That's why we read our Bibles. We need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. That spirit, that non-corporeal part of us, which controls the thinking, operates through the brain, but is in charge, and the spirit of our minds needs to be renewed daily. Only then will we rise up from the depths of depravity to the heights of righteousness, and from that high point, we can see in the distance the gates of heaven. Heaven, earned for us by Christ, by his own obedience to God's law, by his own suffering and death. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Okay, so Adam is here. You can't escape him, but don't listen to him. Listen to God. Listen in chapel. Listen in church. Listen as you read your Bible day and night. Listen and rejoice in your renewal. We turn to the words of hymn 369. 369, we'll sing verses 2, 4, and 6.